With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. At least 18 people are reported dead after severe weather carves a path of destruction across the south central U.S.
Strong winds still blowing after Saturday's devastating tornadoes. Hundreds of families are dealing with the loss of their homes and over a dozen deaths. Cook County, Texas, near the Oklahoma border, was hard hit, with at least 7 people killed in the Valley View area. 2 of the victims were children, says Sheriff Ray Sappington.
A trail of debris.
A truck stop building collapsed on an area highway, injuring many. Deaths were also reported in Oklahoma and Arkansas. More storms are expected Monday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear declared a state of emergency early Monday, citing multiple reports of wind damage and tornadoes in his state. Also at SRNnews.com, preparations are being made by the Bangladeshi government for the arrival of a severe cyclone.
Nearly 800,000 people have been evacuated from vulnerable areas in Bangladesh as the country and its neighbor, India, awaited the arrival of a severe cyclone that has formed over the Bay of Bengal. Mohibir Rahman, the Minister for Disaster Management and Relief, detailed their preparations for the cyclone. Our military personnel, alongside the fire service, are ready to face the disasters, especially for the hilly areas where there is the possibility of landslides. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Meanwhile, the 61-year-old man arrested on suspicion of shooting and wounding 5 people at a Los Angeles area home before firing at a police helicopter. Cops say responding officers found 4 gunshot victims at the residence in San Fernando on Saturday, a 5th victim found at a hospital. SRN News. Scotland turns its back on Christianity.
The country has a long history of faith and was the birthplace of John Knox, the legendary clergyman who brought the Protestant Reformation to his homeland. But a new census reports that 51% of Scots now say they follow no religion of any kind. That's up from 37% a little over a decade ago. Barely 1 in 5 people say they belong to the Church of Scotland these days, an institution that is in sharp decline. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A legislative committee in Louisiana has blocked an effort by the Jewish community to ban nitrogen gas as an execution method. Religious leaders, relatives of Holocaust survivors, and representatives of a local coalition called Jews Against Gassing argue the method invokes trauma from the Holocaust, specifically the use of lethal gas by Nazis to murder Jews. Alabama was the first state in the nation to use the gas earlier this year. This is SRN News. Target's cutting prices on thousands of consumer basics this summer.
More Americans are paying closer attention to their spending as inflation cuts into household budgets. The Target price cuts on as many as 5,000 food, beverages, and household essential items is a bid to follow customers, many of whom are deploying a mix of strategies to find relief at the register. Last week, McDonald's says it was planning to introduce a $5 meal deal next month to counter slowing sales and customer frustration with high prices. John Scott reporting.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators protesting in the center of the capital of Armenia calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Pashinyan after Armenia agreed to hand over control of several border villages to Azerbaijan. The demonstration was the largest in a weeks-long series of gatherings led by a high-ranking cleric in the Armenian Apostolic Church. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.